This is Silent.
Hi, Silent. It's Jennifer from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayer and Non-Life Craft Workers. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you. We were talking last week, and you requested to have a call back today, so I really hope that we can go through the survey today.
What is it about? What is the survey about? I feel like this has got some sales undertones.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not selling anything or asking for any donations. This is just a survey that is being required by our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Non-Life Craft Workers. We are not selling anything.
Okay. How long does this take?
I will try to do my best and get this done before in the next 5 minutes at the most, but I'll try to do it as fast as I can.
Okay, what are these questions?
All right,
like,
yes.
Generally?
Well, we will ask you a couple of questions regarding the union, about elections, and also about your community. So to start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus?
11 to 25.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch on the trade? Is it terrazzo mechanic or finisher, PCC restoration, bricklayer, refractory bricklayer, stunt mason, tile or marble finisher, marble mason, plasterer, tile setter, cement mason, mason helper, or finisher?
Marble mason, marble setter.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey, or level mechanic, or foreman?
Journeyman, foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes, sort of.
Okay. Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Yeah, I haven't been unemployed.
Okay. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about whether you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Maybe the same.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, for what you have seen, what would you say? Do you think that there are more or less or about the same?
I guess the same.
Okay. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay. Thinking about... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, definitely no doubt. There are not enough craft workers available.
Okay. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them, yes or no?
Wait, say that one more time, please.
Yes. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Not really, no. We're not. Okay. I haven't a big enough job where it requires a steward.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or do you not know?
I don't know. I think it was just private stuff.
Okay, private. Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the upcoming 12 months, Do you think there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Just guessing?
Uh-huh.
Maybe less.
Less unemployment, okay. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think for my area, it's going to get better.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Would that be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or did you not have any real safety concerns on the job?
I don't have any real safety concerns.
Thank you. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, I have not.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any union organizing?
No.
Okay. What about political canvassing?
Political what?
Canvassing?
Political canvassing? No.
Okay, thank you. What about picketing?
Picketing, no.
Okay, thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you were working on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Well, we only do residential, so never.
Okay. Changing the subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from which from the one that you most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So I will give you the name of 6 sources that I have here. Please tell me which one of these should I put at first. I have radio, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, cable news, the internet or social media, or local TV news.
I would say none of them. Like, I'm getting my news, like, and relying on facts for those.
Okay, so you do not use any of these sources?
Nope.
Okay, so in that case, let's do it a different way. Which one should I put, like, the one that you like the most or probably the least favorite one to the worst?
Say it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. The sources that I'm giving you right now, because you mentioned that you do not use any of them. So in that case, can we just go ahead and put them to the least favorite one to the one that you do not use at all?
Okay. What's the list?
Right. So the sources that I have is radio, print, or online newspaper, friends and neighbors, cable news, the internet or social media, or local TV news. Which one should I put at first?
As being the best?
The least favorite one to you.
Probably like friends and then social media or friends, okay. What'd you say? Friends and family.
Okay. Then we have radio, print, cable news, local TV news. Which one should I put as the third one?
Probably radio.
Okay. Cable. What about cable news? Okay.
And then local TV, I suppose.
Okay. And last one, it will be print or online news. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, maybe online and then print. Is that it? Did you hang up?
Right. Online and then print. Okay. Yeah, got it. Thank you. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, the environment, immigration, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, foreign policy, education, or is there something else?
Like my own personal, I would say like my own health would rank
okay.
That's most top priority.
your top priority right now will be your health, okay? And from the ones that I mentioned, which one would be the one that concerns you the most?
Out of which? What?
Yeah, the ones that I mentioned was job and the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions. You mentioned that it's your health. Would that go under healthcare?
Job and the economy.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, read, or heard anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
The what?
Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Nope.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
I don't even know what that is, so I don't know.
Okay. I can move on to the next question. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Again, I don't know what the Davis-Bacon Act is, so I can't accurately answer that question.
Okay. I can make some notes and move on. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Would you say you support much more the United Auto Workers or much more the GMC, Ford, and Stellantis?
I have no idea because I was completely unaware of that.
Okay, you were not. Okay, you didn't know about the locatives. Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the way of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. So I'll go ahead and give you a list of topics, and please tell me if you approve or disapprove the job that Joe Biden has performed regarding that topic. Do you approve or disapprove that Joe Biden, like his job as president overall?
I'll make it real easy for you. I think Joe Biden's done a terrible job on everything.
Okay, I understand. But in that case, do you strongly disapprove his job or somewhat disapprove?
I would have to say strongly disapprove of his job.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and read to you the other five topics I had, and please tell me if you have the same response to that. I have immigration, foreign affairs, support for labor unions, healthcare, the economy. Would you have the same response for all of those?
Yeah, horrible.
Okay. Moving on, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't think anyone's doing a good job right now, fortunately.
Okay. In that case, would you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I'd say disapprove.
All right. You disapprove, okay. Would that be a strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Maybe somewhat.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, Silent, I know I am taking your time, and I really appreciate it. We're almost done here with the survey. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
I'll vote. Yeah, I'll be voting.
Okay, almost certain to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a really difficult question. Probably not Joe Biden.
Okay. Would that be Donald Trump in that case? If you had to choose between both of them.
Who are you sharing this information with?
This is a survey that is being required by our client. This is a very sensitive information. We understand that. Therefore, all of your responses are completely confidential. If you do not feel, answering this question, please just let me know.
Yeah, maybe I don't want to answer that.
Okay, that's okay. And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful to receive that type of information from your union?
I suppose so, yeah, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say it's poor, excellent, just fair, or good?
I'd say maybe fair.
Just fair. Okay, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably fair.
Okay, thank you. And now that you mentioned that it's just fair, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
Oh, that's a very long answer. That's a difficult question to answer in a short period of time.
Okay, but if you had to put it like in one sentence, what would you say?
I would say they should try to be a little less political and more, I can't think of the word I'm looking for right now. They should be more inclusive.
Inclusive, okay.
All of their members' views and take things a little less politically.
Got it. Thank you so much. All right. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and the next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Mm-hmm.
I can only speak for my local.
Yeah, of course.
For our local union, I think a real big important thing would be is marketing. Marketing to local communities, the greater city areas, to try and attract young, new, talented potential job seekers.
Okay.
That's the most important thing, because if we don't have new guys coming in, we won't have a union.
Okay. Okay. All righty. Very good. All right. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it a job site, union meetings, text, mail, or email?
Mail is good. Just
Thank
regular
you.
Mail.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to BAC? Would you say 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
It's hard to say. I can't give a good, honest answer for that because I don't really know.
Okay. Thank you. Now I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only, and we will be done with the survey. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
I can't answer that either.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is my race?
Yes. Are you white, black, African-American, Asian-American?
I would classify myself as I'm mixed, actually. I'm part native to North America. I'm
okay.
Part native people, and I'm part Hispanic.
All right. So You're a mix between white and Hispanic?
And native. No, Hispanic is different than native. Hispanic people are same.
Oh, okay. Would that be Native American?
Exactly. Native, yes. I'm Hispanic, Hispanic people are Caucasian. Hispanic people tend to be white.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want you to put that I am native also.
Yeah, of course. I have documented that as well. Thank you. And finally, strictly just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Silent.
Silent. These were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you so much for helping me out and for investing your time with me. I hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
Thank you. You too. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.